Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet.
That might be the worst one we've ever done.
Wow.
We're going to try to get all our dates in a row here. Welcome, you guys. It is Sunday night. In the house also, we have the one, the only, Jared Moe, baby!
What's up, guys? It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Back again. And also, shoving some Dairy Queen down his gullet.
I am doing that.
The soul patch of this undisputed podcast of the world, Cody Goats. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Enjoying AEW over here?
We'll see if we get a network.
Did you hear that they got a main event planned out here for All In?
I did not, actually.
Cody Goats is going to
fight... Oh, I saw that. I did see that. Yeah.
Somebody you may know... Dustin Rhodes. They're fighting each other, is what I'm saying, so...
I don't know if they're calling that the main event. Are they calling it the main event?
I thought they were. I read something on the internet that said that was the main event. Could how do you feel about that? Are you excited? Do you like your brothers quarreling?
I do enjoy my brothers quarreling.
You do? You like the chaos?
It makes for good TV.
I'm good. Cool. Dustin Rhodes, a very underrated performer, I think. And Cody is money, so...
I'm sure they'll have good ring chemistry together. They've tagged together for a while. I think they've even fought each other a couple times in WWE. So
yeah, I just shared in the chat that his official retirement from WWE, Gold Dust.
Yep.
Officially.
That he was leaving. Not an official retirement.
He asked for his release and was granted it.
Yeah.
Is the way that the article I read said it. Yeah.
Okay.
So we are gathered here today for the final Shield match for the last time, for the first time, you guys. So
talking about things that end that probably aren't actually ending. What we're gonna say in this?
Kayfabe, it's the final one, guys. Right? Never gonna happen
final
again.
Final chapter.
It's like Batista's retirement. Forever.
I don't think so. I literally think
Batista's gonna come back for four more matches.
No,
just one at a time and retire in between. Four more retirements, then he's gonna buy
exactly what he wanted at Mania. That's how he wanted to go out, by going out by Triple H.
Go out with a loss?
Yep.
Okay.
To Triple H.
I'm okay with it.
Because they've been talking about that for years, how he was only going to come back to WWE if he got a program with Triple H, and he got it.
Nice. I don't know about that. Like, we've had Kurt Angle come back after his Hall of Fame stuff. Like, it just really depends on how much the guys care about the business and how done Batista actually is.
Well,
he's still jacked.
Pretty busy right now.
He's got that whole Guardians of the Galaxy thing going on. I don't know.
Two more movies coming out this summer.
Does he? So. I like it. I like that he still comes back to the ring every once in a while. I'd like to even see him like host WrestleMania like next year. That'd be a cool spot for him, I think. I'd be here for that.
Yeah, totally.
If his schedule permits it, because you know,
if they got to put like a guard on the microphone though to
spit guard
might short out.
We here at the Undisputed Podcast of the World are all about microphone safety. Mm-hmm. Don't drop the mic.
Fans in the first row are gonna have to be warned that they're sitting in the splash zone, like just all kinds of stuff.
Raincoats.
Yeah, it'll be a real SeaWorld effect on it. The WrestleMania hosted by Batista. This has legs. Maybe that's why he's so blue. He's just made out of water. That's what I figured it out, you guys.
Marvel's Aquaman.
Yeah. So, this is the Shield's final match. Before we get into all that, I would like to talk about some of the other final matches that we've had in the past here. One that comes to mind is Ric Flair's at WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Shawn Michaels with the I'm sorry, I love you, super kick, and he pins him, and just tears from every, not a dry eye in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just amazing moment. That one was really good. I liked Mick Foley's where Triple H retired him in the Hell in a Cell, quote unquote. Yeah, because he still came back and wrestled in Impact and won their championship.
Right.
Yeah. But does that count?
Impact at that time was at least better than Impact now.
He actually came back and did a couple more WWE matches.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 20 with The Rock against Evolution. And then,
The infamous 22, where he got speared through the fiery table, which was one of my favorite matches of that year. Probably the best match of that year, if I had to rank it. Oh, man, that was just good stuff.
Of course, Shawn Michaels' last match, quote-unquote again.
Yeah, because he did come back to Saudi Arabia. It's weird how guys come back for that fat paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
Just that one-off.
Can you blame him?
No, I can't. I'd be like, I would like to own a third house, so, you know, just sign me up. I guess we're going.
Yeah, but what's nice is, like, for as old as Ric Flair was at that point against Shawn Michaels, that was a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could tell that was he was putting it, everything he had, he gave into that match, and it was, ended up being a really good match. And well, kind of, you knew what the outcome was going to be.
Flair will give you his all in that ring. Like, mm-hmm. WrestleMania 21, when it went Hollywood, the Money in the Bank ladder match, I remember yeah. Ric Flair doing a ladder bump that he had no business doing at his age or the shape that he was in, but he still did it because he's Ric Flair, mm-hmm. the man. And I believe he even came back down the aisle and returned to that match because Ric Flair is just amazing.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That was awesome. I always love a good career match. It always adds something to it, you know what I mean? Do you think we've seen Terry Funk's final match? Because he's had a couple of them.
For the love of that.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
well, I do not.
In the chat the other day that he will die in a ring.
I thought that was going to be Ric Flair's claim to fame. Yeah. I was saying it for a very long time. Like, because him in Impact was not good.
No.
And he's good. He was fine being like a mouthpiece.
For being a manager like at his age, that's fine. Freddie Blassie did that way into his later years. You know what I mean? Like, you can make that happen, but for him to be taking those bumps, it killed me as a fan of him. I'm like, I'm going to see this guy die in here. He doesn't need to do that anymore.
Well, now we're unfortunately starting to get that feeling with Daniel Bryan. Because now he's hurt again.
DB's hurt again? Was it Daniel concussion? Hurt,
and they are not saying what it was. They're not saying, when they start being real secretive about things, you got to worry about concussion.
Yeah, jeez.
And that supposedly happened at
Mania? WrestleMania. So. Kofi Mania, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to rewatch that match and figure out where it happened.
Yep.
That was an awesome WrestleMania. I'm glad you're back since WrestleMania. You survived. Yeah. There was word on the speculation that you guys just didn't make it.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, I had to leave early.
He lost the belt, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
We take that stuff pretty seriously around here.
Sabbatical.
Yeah, that's fair. But you're back in the flesh. Robert, not here though. The champ is not here.
Mm-hmm.
Conspicuous in his absence.
Robert Space Force, the Brock Lesnar of the Undisputed Podcast. He took that mantle over from Ryan.
Mr. All Days Off. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, do you think we saw his final match?
No. I don't think we did. No. But I hope
for a while, yeah, but not.
He needs forever. they need to keep the belt off of him because I mean, yes.
Well, if he goes back to UFC, he'll be out of the WWE for that period of time.
Yeah, I understand that.
Like he may show up, but I don't think he's going to touch anybody cuz of contract like stuff with both of them.
Well, you got guys like Matt Riddle saying that he wants to retire Brock Lesnar.
That's awesome.
See that happening.
That's an awesome thing to say until you have to look Brock Lesnar in the face and he destroys you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like, do we know how long the UFC contract is for? Or?
Well, I know he has to serve a suspension first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I think that's like 90 days or something.
Yeah, and plus, like, you know, we kind of laughed with the Universal title match starting off Mania.
I liked it. I thought it was in a good spot.
That was a... more truth than fiction to that he was legitimately pissed. What I'm hearing is he was legitimately pissed that he wasn't closing out the show.
Really?
Get over yourself. Yeah. You're only going to be on like 5 or 6 shows a year. No, you are not going to be. And Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda was the hottest thing going into Mania besides Kofi Mania.
Yeah.
So it made sense for that match to close out the show. I don't like how it finished. Overall,
I think that history will overlook the finish of this.
Yes.
You know, it was Ronda Rousey's first time getting pinned. It was still history. The women main evented.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. The man was what we wanted to see. And then Charlotte coming down in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Much like Ric Flair did so many years
Paying
ago. It was perfect. It was perfect. Yep. Like, this was one of the best WrestleMania since WrestleMania 30.
Yeah,
that was what I said. The report that I read that Brock Lesnar went right from the ring to the locker room, to a helicopter, and left before, right after his match.
That's his prerogative.
Yeah, I mean,
he's allowed to do that.
But that's the kind of future I see for him. If he comes back, he'll probably just won't get the belt, but he'll be able to like, do like WrestleMania, major pay-per-view, maybe have like a grudge match with some old guy, you know?
Yep.
At this point, he doesn't need the belt.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't need it.
Honestly,
I could
do with them merging the titles. The Universal Championship is just... They created it out of thin air, and it's been... No, not defended all that much, like
because of Brock Lesnar.
Because of that, Finn got hurt.
Yeah,
they put it on Goldberg. And then,
yeah, that was a...
They put it on Roman, like, you know, it's... The history of the title has just not been all
but
that good.
But now they have a true... I mean, Roman was a fighting champion, but now they have a true fighting champion with Seth Rollins.
Yeah, definitely. Who do you want to see him feud with now?
Oh, man. There's...
Would you like to
see... I
want
to see him and AJ Styles.
Him and AJ, because AJ came over in the Superstar Shakeup. We'll get into that pretty soon here, guys.
I mean, that sounds fantastic.
I'd like to see... I think he and Aleister Black or Ricochet can... that combination. Cause
you think that one of those... they'll
eventually, but...
Yeah, I'm like, they'll never get that push right now.
It'll be like a non-title match or something.
As far as the WWE is concerned, those guys are a tag team.
Right.
So, yes. And that's the way they're booked. Right. That's interesting.
That's fine. That's fine for now.
I personally would like to see Baron Corbin. I think that'd be a good face heel thing. I think the fans... Because the fans hate Corbin, and they want to like Seth, and this will give them a reason to like Seth.
Oh, I do like that.
Drew McIntyre.
They're pushing him like a monster. I'm willing to hear that.
And you've kind of... I'm used to hate him, but now you're kind of like lightening up on him because he's doing
I'm liking the stuff he's putting out right now. Yeah. Everyone, he still puts me to sleep every once in a while, though. Like, the jury's not out, but, like, we're talking to each other.
He's exactly what he's supposed to be doing right now. He's the monster that is destroying everybody.
Yes. So, let's talk about the Superstar Shakeup here, you guys. Biggest surprise of the whole thing, you guys, or just the biggest one, I'd say AJ going to Raw was the big one there.
Yep.
And then Roman going to SmackDown was the big one there.
So I wasn't surprised with that at all. Because if you're going to have a big name like AJ,
it was Elias.
Raw.
I'm mad Elias is on SmackDown. Elias doesn't get enough screen time as it is.
The big draw, right?
He doesn't get enough screen time as it is, and now he's going to a 2-hour show, which is even worse. He's going to get even less screen time.
Right.
It'll be fun, though. It'll be fun. Bayley came over to SmackDown as a singles competitor.
Well, Sasha's in the doghouse right now.
Well, yeah,
my girl is not looking too happy.
Not
right
doing too good politically.
Yeah.
As
I think like Bayley would have been fine, but it's Sasha's influence that's not helping Bayley right now. But I think separating them might be good for Bayley's career.
I personally think that the Iconics should have put Sasha in the sharpshooter, and then they just rang the bell. That's the way I feel about it. Screw you, Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha screwed Sasha. Yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
Sounds like they
you don't want to drop the belt? Kiss my ass, Sasha. That's Vince McMahon's title. That ain't your title.
Right.
He put that on you, you fucking drop it.
Yep.
That still pisses me off. I've been on the line as far as Sasha goes. Like, I thought she was meh. Like, as both, you know, I didn't hate her like Showtime, and I didn't love her like you. I was right down the middle. But now, after all the shit I'm hearing, I'm just over it. I'm just fucking go to AEW, go wrestle in the bingo halls. Like, get out of WWE. You don't fucking understand what you're doing. There's 90 divas that'll gladly take your spot.
Yep.
And would deserve it.
Right.
And you got hashtag like, trebuchet's mad.
Then you got someone like Lacey Evans who's taking the ball and running with it at this point.
She is just fucking laid out Becky.
Yep.
Or didn't lay her out, but right hand. Bam. Pow. Right in the kisser.
Right.
She's on Raw now, exclusively, correct?
Yep.
So Raw got sexier. That's good.
Yep.
Something I'm upset about. They're breaking up the Riot Squad.
Yep.
Lives on SmackDown.
Yep. I saw a video
so
on Twitter.
It's officially SmackDown Live, you guys.
Yep.
That's what's going on.
She said in that little video that Showtime posted earlier.
Yep. So that sucks, but hopefully she'll have room to succeed and grow. And they didn't. Did they bring Sarah Logan over with her? Or
nope.
No. Okay. So she's being a singles competitor, which is interesting.
Yep.
She's had a feud with Asuka in the past in NXT. I've seen that, so I'm thinking she may work with her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'd be all about that. Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else came over? Corbin stayed.
But Asuka now is kind of... are they really gonna, you think they're going to keep her as tag team with...
For now.
Naomi?
No.
I can't think of her
Kairi Sane.
Yeah,
Kairi Sane. That's right. That's right. We had an NXT call-up.
Should we go over...
Let's break it down individually.
I got on the WWE pictures. I got pictures of who went where. So I'll start.
It's color coordinated. It's very convenient.
So I'll start with Raw.
Yep.
As far as who went from SmackDown to Raw or NXT to Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me with it.
Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, Ricochet, AJ Styles, The Miz. Side note: Miz always switches brands every year.
You may be right about that.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Rowe and Hanson, the freaking War Raiders. Forget this.
The Viking.
Ivar and Eric, the Viking.
Some Viking
that,
experience,
Vince.
Dude. Oh my God! People are so mad about
people
that.
People don't. I get. They just feel like people yell.
You're
War
an IT
TV.
Guy. I know you're mad
I mean,
about
it's
it.
It's just. It's such a Vince move. It's so like 80s Vince.
Yeah, I know.
moving on.
I didn't know the Highlanders were still employed by the WWE.
Can I have a quick side note, too?
I'm going to go Showtime on this.
Do you think Vince is genuinely enjoying... You think he's aware that it might not be the best move for business, and he genuinely enjoys pulling old moves like this?
I think he knows he's pissing Triple H off.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing. Okay. He's like, Easter's coming up, but I need something to talk about, brother.
Moving on. Cedric Alexander from 205 Live. Raw.
I like Cedric Alexander. He's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The combination of Andrade and the...
Zelina Vega. Muy caliente.
Woo! Naomi.
Uh-huh.
Lacey Evans, of course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Usos, Jimmy and Jay.
Uso Penitentiary, Raw's tag. They're the best tag team on Raw right
yeah,
now.
They
easily.
Raw needed
to easily.
Gone deep into that about how the Raw tag team division is a joke.
Yep.
That's hell.
Eric Young from Sanity. Sanity is done.
Mm-hmm.
I like EY.
What did they do with Nikki Cross? Did that mention it all?
She didn't get moved.
Okay. So she's still on SmackDown.
Still on SmackDown.
It's interesting that they moved Eric Young. I understand why they broke them up, because Miz ran those guys over on SmackDown. They made that stable look like a joke.
I'll get into Alexander Wolf later.
Yeah.
And then EC3 is
on Raw.
Officially on SmackDown.
Raw.
Okay.
Team Red.
You want to do Team Blue?
Yeah, go Team Blue.
Okay, starting off with that, obviously the biggest...
Arguably, yeah, go ahead.
We'll skip that one. Okay, so Liv Morgan.
Oh, baby, that is the biggest one. You're right.
I'm going to save the biggest for last. Finn Balor, the Intercontinental Champion.
That would also be arguably the big one.
Yep.
Because it came with a title.
They always want to move like the Intercontinental. They always toy with moving Intercontinental or U.S. title at the end of every one of those. Sushi with their shakeups.
Showtime, or... Trebuchet's favorite tag team, Tucker Knight and...
Oh, here we go.
Dozer. Otis Dozer.
Oh, there we go. I'm like, because he's channeling it. Oh, my God. Eric
Carter's I was like,
the house.
Blanking on his name.
Oh,
for a minute.
I'm like,
what?
Sticks and Wicks! Oh, my God.
Update champ for
so disgusting to say that. Ew.
Of course, Bayley, Kairi Sane from NXT to SmackDown Live. Elias.
Oh, man.
Lars Sullivan is officially on SmackDown Live. We thought he was on Raw because he destroyed Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm. Lars destroyed everybody.
Yeah.
I like Lars.
No, gosh, who is that?
Let me see.
Why am I drawing a blank on his name?
Is that Kurt Hawkins? No, Murphy. Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy, yeah.
He changed his look a little bit. That's why you're blanking.
Apollo Crews.
Is on SmackDown again?
Yep.
Okay.
Mickie James
on SmackDown? Okay.
The Warrior Princess, Ember Moon, mm-hmm. and Chad Gable.
And...
Oh, yeah, and the biggest one. The biggest one who buried his fist in Vince McMahon's face on Tuesday night, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, yep, you enjoyed that, didn't you?
On the team.
Yeah. Do you think that Samoa Joe is going to go to Raw since the Intercontinental Championship is on SmackDown?
Yeah, that's why I don't, I love when they say a two-night only event. No, it's not. It's a couple weeks where they got to work.
Well, word on the street is that Joe was at Raw, but he was sick. Or something,
and
he couldn't go out there. Because
he didn't show up on SmackDown either.
No, he wasn't. So. He wasn't on either brand. But I'm just assuming he's going to bring the U.S. title over to Raw.
Yeah, you can't have both of those mid card titles on the same.
You can, but it's really going to show the lack of title on Raw.
My only question now is: are they really going to have Becky like on both shows with both belts?
I like it as long as they can do it. As long as she's willing to do it,
right?
I think eventually she'll drop one on one to one. To like a SmackDown person, and then
the way they're doing it, it's almost like they're going to unify it.
I think they're going to unify it,
which would make sense if they're going to have
with the size of the women's roster right now. It's kind of smart that they're keeping them together,
right? I mean, they only have one female tag team title.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's just because it's not that deep yet. You know what I mean?
it's deeper than ever.
But it is a good reason to keep doing the Mae Young Classic to get more.
More talent.
More female wrestlers out there and showcased.
Yeah. Well, now that they have, because I'd imagine that Evolution is going to be every year now.
Yeah, I would assume so. They're still doing the Saudi Arabia pay-per-view. They should. Cash in the checks. Yep.
Which I think they should, because the roster isn't massive, but it definitely is big enough to support a whole pay-per-view.
I like that they give these guys shots. You know, the Cruiserweight Classic, I like that, things like that, the Mae Young tournament here. Yep. I personally think they should bring back the King of the Ring tournament, because I always enjoyed that. Yep. Like, even if you're going to do it on a Raw or a SmackDown, just, you know.
I mean, look what it did.
It gives a character that thing for the whole year. Well, the whole year.
Look what it did with Booker T. Made a whole new character.
King Booker! That's what you mean.
It made a whole new character for him, and he ran with that for a long time.
Yeah.
So there's no one actively employing the King gimmick. Bring it back, the King of the Ring.
Yep.
I'm thinking about it. Don't think I won't. Want King Treb in here? All hail King Treb. That's got a nice ring to it, guys. No, oh, boy.
King Trebuchet. It's like King Ricochet.
King Treb. Making notes here, guys.
If you aren't defending your castle with Trebuchet, what are you doing?
Okay, so we already touched on the stupid Viking experience. Did anybody else catch when Ricochet came out? The pa-ting! The Ricochet sound before his music hit?
Did not.
Seriously, Vince? Really? Give me a break.
No, what? Absolutely not. I like this. It's super fun. I like that. Mo is visually pained by this. That's the way I feel about Heavy Machinery, so that's fine. It's good to know that we all get upset for different reasons. Yep. So,
overall, I think it's good balance to who went where. I mean, obviously, if AJ went to Raw, they needed to have a huge name go to SmackDown.
And yeah.
With them going to Fox in the fall, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah,
And they got to keep Roman away from Seth. Because they can't...
They're breaking up the Shield. If this is Dean's last match tonight...
I guarantee it's not his last match in the WWE.
It's his last match for a while.
Yeah, I think he's taking a bit of a sabbatical. He might do some independent
stuff. Think he may show up on Raw tomorrow. Like, that's where I'm at with it. Like, they started playing up that oh, him and Renee are married, and they never did that before. It's like, why are we finding out this information now? If he's leaving, why are we spotlighting his character?
And they have never made this big of a deal of somebody leaving.
Exactly. Ever. It really seems like they're playing with my emotions.
They're just gonna even announce. He's gonna like sign a contract at the end of the match. Like, I was way out. I'm staying in.
We'll just leave for like a 24-hour rule and just be like, I didn't like it. I liked employment better.
Yep.
They were like, you don't get a paycheck? And I was like, what?
Well, I'm sure Renee Young does okay so she can support them for a while.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, Dean enjoys the indies from what people tell me. Right. I'm all like, I don't buy that because the check is significantly smaller.
Yep.
And you may have less creative control, but everybody wants to get to the WWE. We all know WrestleMania.
Been okay with a lot of guys who,
like, I love me some WWE. I am here for it. Like, I go to every event they put on. I've still never gone to an independent wrestling show.
Nope.
That's the way I feel about it.
I'm tempted to look into tickets for the Ring of Honor.
Well, May 11th, let's talk about that real quick, because I did watch Ring of Honor this week. And there was like two matches for an hour show, which is not a bad thing. They were entertaining. But in the second match, it was like Brandino versus some other guy. And either way, they hit like what would have been like eight finishers in a WWE match. And they kept kicking out. And I'm just like, okay.
Yep.
This is independent wrestling. Yep. Don't sell anything. That's fine.
Right.
Kick out everything.
Like with NXT, it's the same thing. There's a ton of finishers, which, like I've said before, and I didn't get through the 2 hours of the last podcast with just...
No, that's understandable. That's understandable. It was fun. It was a fun show for me. Hashtag best episode ever.
I had a thing at 4, and it just went over that.
Right.
I'm like, I'll just do this phone call in my room, because you guys aren't going to shut up and get WrestleMania every
year. It was WrestleMania. The WrestleMania hangover, plus we had the best Raw of the year and the best SmackDown of the year as well.
Yep.
Like, there was a lot to get into that episode.
Yep.
And not to mention the Bacon Fest. Like I said, there was so much to talk about. Go ahead. There's 2 hours of recap last episode.
Who did end up winning Bacon Fest?
Roy.
Roy combined Nate's and his old one. It was perfect.
But I did get up the interviews that I had with everybody.
I didn't see mine.
Yours is up there. I tagged you in it.
Man, I didn't.
All right. Well, I will show you how to find that. I'll send you a link to it, and you can share it with all your friends.
I went on the Undisputed page and everything, and I couldn't see it.
Really? I put them all up at the same time, so... If I fucked that up, I apologize. Well, but
I don't remember being able to have the least charismatic person on there, so it's fine.
Nah, I don't think that's true. We had Soul Patch over here.
Yeah, Chris, well, they also have the other Chris guy.
Well, this is his first time here. The crafty veteran? What are you talking about?
Yeah, the crafty veteran. I forget.
But no, we had fun stuff. We had interviews all throughout the house. We showed all the bacon and the results on there. Check those out at Undisputed Podcast of the World on Facebook. Right there.
Yeah.
And that's a visual thing.
You know how to post videos to Facebook.
I do. So, I'm going to take on myself watching Ring of Honor every week because I'm recording it now. Mm. And
But are you going to go is the question.
I'm thinking about it.
What day of the week is it?
It's on a Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday night?
I think. Saturday, May 11th is when it is. So.
Does it air right after? I think it's just a house show. It's a house show, okay. When do they do do they kind of do it like TNA was doing for a while, especially towards the end, where they go to a convention hall and they kind of get the other people together as they can, and they have like a good televised show where they show like it in like quarters. Like, was this two of these two matches a part of is next week's going to be at the same place?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This thing happened in Las Vegas, and I'm sure they go to this place a lot. They probably tape it. They probably put out a 3-hour show, and each hour is broken into an episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have been doing a few more things in Las Vegas than they were, from what I understand.
I do like that Bubba Ray Dudley is in Ring of Honor. He always does good work with young talent. Mm-hmm. That is some of my favorite stuff on there right now.
I thought he had retired due to concussion issues.
Well, he retired from WWE probably for concussion issues, but... I didn't see him physically do anything because there was a chick put through a table, and then they pan up, and then they show, like, Capzilla, and then they show Bully Ray, you know?
He probably could take a couple bumps. They probably get him wrestle matches.
He doesn't. Yeah. He's good. He's there. He's got the...
He develops new talent.
He's got a wrestling school.
Yeah, he has a wrestling school.
Him and Devon do that stuff, so...
Mary develops guy.
Yeah, he could... We could all do worse. Like, yeah. So yeah, that's I'm excited. I really am glad that it's after WrestleMania and I'm still interested. Mm-hmm. Money in the Bank is the next pay-per-view coming up, and
that's always fun. That's
there
always
are still show. So I was in I earlier on in this podcast I looked this up. So because like last year they had the Greatest Royal Rumble in late April.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, are they going to do another Saudi Arabia one again? They're advertising this event. It kind of fills a little gap because there's a decent amount of time. Pay-per-view this time.
Right.
They have something scheduled for June 7th in Saudi Arabia. No details yet. And that does not surprise me because every time they do one of these, it gets bad press. So I think they're just trying to wait as long as possible to even announce the name of the damn thing.
This is going to be one week out. Be like, by the way, we're in Saudi Arabia this week.
Friday morning. Be like, oh, hey, everybody. They'll send it.
Well, that's kind of what happened with this final Shield match thing here. Because on Raw, it was booked as Dean's final match in WWE.
Yeah, they may promote that like this.
In the commercial... Following it, they showed this. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I initially thought it was like a documentary.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, wait a minute. And then I was talking to you, and I'm like, wait, it's an actual match? I looked it up, I'm like, oh, it's an actual show based around that. And, you know, Finn Balor's...
What are the chances the Shield loses here?
No.
0.1%.
Who is Finn fighting tonight?
I'm going to try and find that out right now.
Is he fighting someone from Raw or SmackDown?
It's probably Raw.
If he gets moved, he might lose the baby.
All the Shield guys were on Raw. All the people in the six-man are on Raw.
You think he's going to lose the belt to somebody, whoever he's fighting?
On Raw? It may not even be for the belt.
If it's a Raw superstar that he fights, look for him to lose it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then
who's fighting the Shield? Corbin, Lashley, and McIntyre? I think those are the Stooges.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
The three Stooges are using.
Waiting for the video to load. I will not have any audio on here.
Just
to not get in trouble with Vince.
Yeah, let's not get sued today. Tomorrow.
Though there is a local a radio show that always plays WWE entrance music after every commercial break.
Is it
96.1?
Really?
Yep.
They probably have the some
ESPN
sort of
partnership. They probably have a way to get around that.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, it's... So we just gotta get on ESPN radio, and then we can play all the WWE soundbites we want.
Let's move to like a very remote. Let's move to the UP and start an ESPN radio channel up there.
They just do the.
That's what we'll call it.
They just advertise the Shield's part of it.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I can we'll call some it research.
Yeah. Only professional wrestling entertainment. That's what Opal stands for.
Oh.
It's really fun. Oh man.
You know, WWE doesn't stand for Walk with Elias anymore. It's like
wasted
wrestling experience. The Doctor of Thugonomics.
Thug Life, man. I really enjoyed that. John Cena came back.
Yep. I had left and gone home by that point, and I was laying in bed, and I laughed out loud when that was pretty funny.
It was great.
Oh, we don't know yet.
We don't know.
They haven't told us. It is for the Intercontinental Championship, though. Okay. So if it's a robbery,
my money's on the Miz.
No, that could be.
My mother's on the Miz.
He was involved.
I'm excited.
Lifetime of the show. Yeah.
I am excited that the Miz is back on Raw. I mean, he's good anywhere he goes.
Yeah,
he's just.
I
see if they keep him with the babyface. I like him. I loved him as a bad guy, as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about him, very believable about him as a babyface.
Yeah.
I really hope that Joe does come over to Raw and him and Strowman. Hash out, because they had a little showdown on SmackDown a couple weeks ago, and that was fun. Lars Sullivan, that guy has ran people monster. Over in 4 straight episodes of Raw and SmackDown.
He is a monster.
Like, everybody.
I like him a lot. It's someone that Vince likes a lot, I'm sure, too, because he's huge.
Yep.
He looks like a monster. He's just as big and strong and who?
He's got quite a pronounced lisp.
Does he? I haven't heard him talk yet.
Yeah, because they had him doing like the smart giant monster thing on NXT.
Oh, really?
And he's using big words, and it's just like,
oh man.
He reminds me of Gene Snitsky.
Yeah, only better.
That's fine, only but that he's got that build. I just want to. Yep. It wasn't my fault.
He's even bigger. Oh man, Snitsky might have been taller, but oh my gosh, he's an absolute beast. So I'll just say it. So, they broke up Sanity, and Alexander Wolf put on Twitter, you know, goodbye WWE, SmackDown, and Raw. Then he showed up this weekend at NXT UK.
Ah.
And now it's him and Walter. There you go. And he's like...
He's the guy that chops people.
Yes. Yeah. I never said I was leaving the company, blah, blah, blah. I may have lost my sanity, which is perfect. But I found my Emporium. Hashtag Emporium.
Yeah,
so it's like him, Walter, and another... what it is it's three guys. I believe all three of these guys were involved with Walter in a faction.
Okay.
Europe, and then they added Alexander Wolf to
it. So they're going to be over like Rover.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay. It's like if the Young Bucks were to come to WWE, it's like them setting these guys over there.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Start watching NXT UK. Their soul.
It's
bash.
Good, and that's another show. It's
on. It's pretty,
eight to nine is NXT, and then after that is NXT UK. On
that's
Wednesday
really
nights.
Cool. So I am
great show.
Plugging through NXT right now.
I was telling them about the Takeover.
I watched Takeover Toronto, which was
You're almost done with it.
My favorite match from the whole thing was Bobby Roode versus Ty Dillinger, which I didn't expect that to happen at all.
Right,
like. It started with the choir, with the glorious thing, and I'm like, okay. God damn it, Triple H, you got me. I'm on board for this.
Yep.
And then Ty comes out, and Ty's the face.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. And by the time Ty put Bobby Roode in the sharpshooter in Canada, I'm less like, oh my God, I'm marking out right now. That's really good.
Both of them are... tagged as being from Canada.
Yeah, they are.
Ty's from
Ty
Niagara
was
Falls.
From Niagara Falls. They said he was born like a couple miles away or whatever. Yeah. And then Roode was in Team Canada at Impact. Everybody knows that. So I really enjoyed that. AOP won the Dusty Rhodes Classic that year, and they had what's his name in the Shark Cage. That was fun.
Oh yeah,
Ellery. I think his name is
Paul Ellery.
Yeah. And Joe fought Shinsuke, but I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Put me to sleep, like Cody Goode said, so.
It did. Actually, the Mickey James match put you to sleep.
Mm. Well, I dream about the Divas, so that's what I do. That's really
interesting. Oh, there's a Diva match? I can close my eyes now. Is it over yet?
I don't mean like that. I really just don't want to piss Asuka off. I should fucking kick the shit out of me.
You're not ready for Asuka.
No, nobody's ready for Asuka.
Mm-hmm. No, because her name's tomorrow. She's a day ahead of us all the time.
Oh, I see what you did there. When she comes back to the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, they are building. What are they doing?
Building this shield thing up.
Yeah, who is Dean Ambrose? No, whatever. He's not going to be gone forever.
I don't know. If he lands in, like, Impact Wrestling, would you start watching Impact Wrestling?
Probably not.
Would you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Probably not, because I don't have the access to it at home.
Yeah, what channel is that on these days?
I don't know. It's not on Pop anymore.
I know it's not on Pop anymore. I don't even...
It's easier to get on Twitch, honestly. It's easier to get on Twitch.
Oh, we got... I need the Nate Dogg in here. Tell me how I'm watching Impact Wrestling. See, I switched to Ring of Honor. I'm smarter than he is. all right. Yeah, so you're New Japan then, right?
I guess so, yeah.
And then you're AAA Mexico?
No, oh, gosh.
Sure, Lucha Libre. I just wanted to say that.
What about Lucha Underground?
Lucha Libre.
I can Google that once in a while.
Lucha Underground.
I said what I said.
I hear that's good. But no, if I see Dean, I can see maybe going to like AEW. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. They have almost the money for it. Entertaining wrestling, yes.
They have a bankroll. So man, interesting.
I can't wait for them to start selling out bingo halls. I can't wait.
If they get a network, if they get like TNT to do Tuesday Night Dynamite, TNT Dynamite, that makes sense. They filed for that trademark.
They tried this, and they called it Nitro back in the day.
WWE registered for a trademark. WWE Stomping Ground, they're going to do a studio show.
Okay.
On Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the first ad. I've seen the first one for SmackDown on Fox when I was watching the Tigers today.
Right.
And the Tigers won, by the way. Good job. Three claps for them.
Good.
I don't know how many times I'm going to get to say that this year.
Right. Now, is SmackDown going to be live on Fridays?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay. I think that's what I heard. It's going to be live on Friday.
I don't know, because they tape it on Tuesday. It's the way it used to work. They may air it Friday.
Right. Lately, it has been actually SmackDown live.
Well, that's why it's on Tuesdays, because that's the way the schedule works
but
out.
But now it kind of makes me wonder if they're going to go back to taping it and then playing it on
Fridays. I think whatever Fox wants, Fox is going to get. Fox wants it to be live.
WWE got $1 billion.
So much money.
$1 billion.
Vince McMahon fueled up his jet for life with that deal. That's what he did. Like... Zeros and dollar signs. We have a lot of those zeros when it comes to dollar signs. But no numbers in front of that. That's the problem.
They're leading
several zeros in front of the decimal.
I'm like, I can put a bunch of zeros there and it's still zero. Shit. Looks good, though.
0000000.74 cents.
Moving on up. All right. If you want to send us some dollars, you can donate to my GoFundMe. I want to be your next NWA champion. Hear me out, guys.
Oh, boy.
They got Double J.
They got AJ.
They got AJ. I think it's time that we had Trebuchet hold your NWA title. Because I could do Ring of Honor.
Okay.
That's where it's at right now.
I've
got eyes on it, yeah. Okay. Adonis was on Ring of Honor. I'm like, okay, I see you. See you out here. Gonna go ahead and... I think we're ready to segue into final thoughts here, guys. Because we're going to see this last match for the final time,
for the first time. Of the Shield.
And,
for now.
Yeah, final thoughts, Soul Patch.
I'm looking forward to seeing this quote last match.
Quote.
of Dean Ambrose and the Shield. I never used to really like the Shield, but I kind of turned... They grew on me after a couple years. I like to hate them for the longest time.
What feud did you like them in? Which one put them over? I'm just curious.
I didn't really like them again until they came back. And then they last long.
This time?
No, not this time. The time before when they got hurt again.
When Roman
got hurt.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're back. I realized I'd missed them. I'd missed hating them, which made me like them.
Didn't know what you
so
had.
It wasn't like a match. It wasn't like a match that put them over for me. It was them getting back together.
This is the Cody Goats romantic comedy, you guys. Just hit that Sarah McLachlan music when they came back.
Really?
I didn't know I wanted that, but I did. Awesome. That was good final thoughts. Well done. Final thoughts. Jared Moe, baby.
I am excited for this match. I have loved the Shield from day one. They came in and destroyed Ryback. And, like, I was looking at, you know, Roman Reigns, obviously, like, oh, dude, that guy's pretty impressive. Then, you know, Dean's crazy, and Seth is, like, you know, a great in the ring. And completely liked them from, you know, even as heels. Loved them even more when they kind of started to do that obvious segue into going, hey, we don't like what's going on here with the Authority. And then when finally Roman speared Triple H when Batista and Randy Orton, you know, Evolution had gotten back together.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, their match at Elimination Chamber, like, it was 2014? 13 or 14 with the Wyatt family.
Okay.
That was, they lost that match, but it was one of the greatest six-man matches I've ever seen. Because it was just,
you know, that's start to finish. Something. You've seen quite a few six-mans.
They tore the house down. And, you know, back when, you know, Bray Wyatt actually meant something. And
is he still employed by the WWE?
He is still employed, and the vignettes have something that the spooky vignettes with that vulture popping out of the box.
Yeah,
and then, like, that's him.
Do you think he's going to be talking to the sock puppet?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Nikki Cross has something to do with that as well.
Ooh, I would like that being a collab.
I they've teased that for years about her possibly being
Sister Abigail.
So, okay.
I can see.
All right. All right. I wasn't on board with the puppet until right now.
So this is
the official. Mark it down in blood. This is the moment that Trebuchet is on board with the sock puppet.
And you know me. I mean, I'm a total Shield mark. Like, I got.
Oh, yeah.
I got their latest T-shirt.
You got the mask.
I got the mask.
He's got the boots.
Got their coffee.
He's got
mug.
The belt. He's pretty much Batman. Is what you're saying right here.
So, and, like, you know, their match against the New Age Outlaws and Kane at WrestleMania lasted about 45 seconds where they actually gave Billy Gunn internal injuries that night.
Man, just good shit.
But just every, like, their entrance, you know, I'm a sucker for good entrances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loved it. It's just, I've only been there at Raw for one Shield entrance.
Mm.
But it was more, you know, Dean Ambrose fought Kane for the U.S. title.
Yeah, I've been there during the Shield experience, and people are always like, right before they come out, they're like, they're coming from right there. Everybody points. We're like, it's going from right there.
So it was like Dean that came down. It was them in the ring, you know, fighting Kane. He and Kane fighting, and then Rollins and Reigns, you know, came in and got a disqualification.
Yeah,
you know, win for Kane. But I would have loved to have seen them more.
Yeah.
But their WrestleMania, their everything.
I love the entrance. I love them coming from the side and then just down the people.
At first, I thought their music was kind of blah, but I'm like, no, this fits.
It feels right.
It's for them.
It works. Everything from the vests to, like, even when they had the Bane mask, I really enjoyed making fun of them.
But, no, I'm excited to see this match. I have a feeling that down the road, I don't think Dean's gone for good. I think Dean just needs a break.
Yeah.
Please come back.
But,
I mean, look at what faction in a matter of, like, 5 years has gone from what they came in as to now all three of them are,
Grand Slam champions. Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Like, the New Day, you could argue their success, but not as far as, like, belts go. Mm-hmm. Like, no way. It's not even close.
So, all three of those guys could lead the company by themselves.
I truly believe they could have made
the face of the company.
Absolutely. Either one. Any of the Shield members. I totally agree with
like,
you.
That's what made their, when they got back together, that much more of a big deal. Because, like, no, these are three huge, transcendent talents.
They're just going to run over the locker room. What are you going to do about it?
Yep. So, I mean, and it's kind of a thing where, it's good to have them back for a while together. Yeah. Split them up. Have them do their own thing. Bring them back together when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But, like, right now is, like, a fitting time. You know, Seth's got the Universal title. Roman's on SmackDown. Dean's going to do whatever Dean wants to do.
You know what I want them to do tonight? I want them to do one more old-school promo where they're just under the bleachers.
Yes.
With that camera. You know what I mean? And
then
just doing that.
Be.
I hated it at first, but that really grew on me.
Yep.
That was my least favorite Shield gimmick, and now I'm just like...
Yep.
That's right up there with the triple power bomb. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
So, nice final thoughts. Well, well done.
Thank you.
All right. My final thoughts, Trebuchet here. That's me. Hi. How you doing?
Hey.
I want to let you guys know that I started watching Dark Side of the Ring. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
It's yeah, that's what about. I wanted to talk it's about. No.
Well, I'm glad that it took my final
thought. Your final thought is my final thought, too. That's what I was trying to think of for first.
Go yeah, ahead. It has been really entertaining. Chad, it exposes the business a ton, just so you know.
No, I think that's why I forgot. I really want to talk to him.
It really exposes the business, but it's got Jim Cornette and Vince Russo talking about the screw job. Really good stuff. These guys can't stand each other.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the one about Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth, and hearing Eric Bischoff say that he respected Lex Luger is something that I never thought I'd hear in my entire life. Like I had to rewind it. I'm like, what? So if you get a chance to check out this show on Viceland, it is worth your time. And look forward to the Shield's final moments here. I really think we're going to get more. This isn't going to be their final match. We're going to have their final match for the second and fifth time.
Well, and you know that down the road they will be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame as the show.
Oh, Hounds of Justice, like all the way. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and put my fist in the middle of the thing here, guys. We're going to shield our way out of here. Trebuchet out.